Welcome to Beyond Your Past Radio, the podcast designed to help inspire and encourage you to break free from what's been holding you back in life. Join your hosts, Matt Pappas and Joanne Suppressi, as we break down anxiety, self-doubt, and the negative mindsets that keep you stuck so you can take back your life from your past and move towards being the person you truly want to be. As coaches, we're here to help by sharing practical strategies and insight that you can use every single day in your journey. So let's get to it, shall we? So hey, everyone, welcome back to Beyond Your Past Radio. It's Matt, it's Joanne hanging out here as we continue to kind of sort of get back on a regular recording schedule, which with all the COVID stuff going on right now, even though most of us are at home and Joanne and I spend a great deal of time in our respective homes, we still are getting back into a groove of a regular recording. But we're here now, so we're going to talk and kind of catch up, see what we're both up to, and then we're going to discuss back and forth some reasons, some ideas, some thoughts behind seeking out therapy as a result of being isolated, as a result of COVID, or just in general, you know, why you might want to seek out a therapist as a result of everything going on. So before we get into all of that good stuff, what's going on, Joanne? What's new in your world?
Hey, Matt, and hey, everyone. So in my world, I actually have devoted this time, since I have a little extra time, to just better myself. So I, especially physically, so I've been making this goal to run every single day. So I've been running and getting my endurance better, getting my timing better, and then been hiking a lot, just trying to get like super fit, step it up a notch. And I'm trying to eat like all raw food diet, which isn't working all the time, especially yesterday. I got a bunch of Italian food. But I'm trying on a different level, just because I can have the right now. I actually have the time to be able to do so. So it feels really good. And, you know, so I'm grateful for that. And, you know, so I'm hoping though, after this is all over, I'll be able to take that with me and just, you know, keep on this really great path to being super fit. So that's the main thing that's going on with me in terms, like, personally. How about you?
Cool. Well, yeah, and that's one of the unique things about us is the dynamic of you are a runner and I am like, yeah, I don't run. Like, I don't even do that. Like, I love going for walks. I will hike my brains out. But you and anybody else that can run, like, I give you all the props in the world, because it does not even like remotely interest me at all to go running, but I do love being out in nature. So I can relate to you, and to enough of a point of getting outside is super important, assuming you're able to, or if you're able to, for any amount of time doing anything, walking, hiking, running, and anything along those lines you can do to just get out of the house, I think is gigantic. I mean, it's a huge boost to your mental health just to get out of the four walls of your home and be outside in the sun and listen to the birds, or if you live in the city, just, you know, walking around and listening to the sights and the sounds of nobody on the street right now, but you kind of get my idea, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, it's not easy even, like, even though I'm, you know, I've been running since I was like, I guess like 13, and it, for me, it is a form of therapy too. So it just allows you to clear your head, allows me to clear my head, and just to, I could deep thinkly, I don't listen to music or anything when I run. I think it's unsafe, especially, you know, to have headphones on while you're running. So I just allow my brain to like just go deep, just go very, very deep and analyze, and, you know, just enjoy the silence. But it's not always easy to get out. You know, some days, like, especially now that we're stuck in our houses so much, like, I'm not allowed to go out and see clients still. So I have some phone sessions going on. I'm not allowed to go out for most things, like all of us aren't. So we sort of get stuck in this rut when it's, and you, sometimes you don't feel like moving and going out. But, you know, I have to go over that block that's in my brain, and it's, you know, sometimes just push myself, and it sucks while I'm doing that. But once I get outside, like you were saying, just to get outside, like, you do feel so much different, and you feel refreshed, you feel a relief, and you're just like, all right, good, thank you. You know, and when you go back in the house, you actually even feel better. So I'm sure you feel the same way regarding getting outside.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I always enjoy getting outside. The weather, the spring weather here in PA is not like it usually is. Normally in May, it's getting pretty warm out. And where I am, which is only a couple hours from where you are. The weather is chilly and it has been. So the sun's out, which is good. So we're getting in the right direction. At least there's no more snow. But
this weekend.
Oh my God, I know, right? Like, it did snow for a little bit.
Oh yeah, it did snow. Yeah, I actually was out for a hike and it was blurring. I was like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. And then this coming weekend is going to be 70s and 80s. So our weather is just out of sorts, just like our society right now.
It is, exactly. And you mentioned about the whole getting over a block thing, which I think is a good topic for a future podcast, because working through blocks is always super important.
Oh, it's huge. And it is a great topic. I'm glad you brought that up, because it's hard to do that. But with practice and with certain mindset patterns and certain tools, it becomes easier. But it's hard even for us. You know, we're practiced at this and we teach this all the time, and there's still, we will always get walls, all of us will, no matter how well experienced or practiced you are. So that's actually a really good topic. I like that. All right, good.
Yeah. All right. So we have our next topic, assuming that we actually remembered that we came up with this topic. But for today, we're going to, you know, because that's how we roll around here. For today, I think, this topic was actually inspired by Jodi Amon. So I have to give her credit. She's an LCSW, and she is an author and just an amazing anxiety warrior. She's an author and she's just a really amazing therapist, and she's an anxiety warrior. And she put out a video a couple of days ago, which we'll link in the show notes and stuff so you can check it out. But she talks about why it's okay to go to teletherapy, why it's okay to go to therapy, things that you can think about that might lead you to believe that you do need to seek out professional help, and why it's okay to do that. So I thought we might talk a little bit about that today and kind of share some thoughts about how you might be able to assess if therapy is something you might need or might be interested in checking out to help yourself, especially during times like this.
Yeah, I think that's a very valuable topic. I know many people that I meet before, we were all stuck in our homes, out in public, they really didn't understand what the benefits of seeing a therapist or a coach would be. And, they would make little jokes like, I could use one, but they didn't really know why. And most people don't feel the pull. And I think it's partly because they just don't understand what the process is about, or if it can even help them. There's so many reasons why people can receive benefits from, talking to a life coach or, hiring a therapist. And each person has their own reasons. And, many people think they might need to have a major mental health disorder to do so, go through deep abuse situations or, have some, really devastating, traumatic situation that's happened to them. And that's not always the case. Granted, people who have gone through those situations, like both of us have, that we've benefited greatly from seeing our own therapists and life coaches. But also situations where, right now, so many people are just going through the anxiety of not knowing what is happening in our lives. We have no idea when we're going to all be able to work again. We have no idea when we're going to be able to hug our friends again. And this anxiety sometimes goes out of control. And unfortunately, throughout our lives, we were not taught how to deal with anxiety, how to deal with loneliness. We were not taught how to cope. When you go through school, you don't learn these things. Most parents don't teach us these things. So, one benefit of hiring someone like Matt and I, a life coach or other therapist, is we know the tools. We can teach you the tools, how to control your mind, how to learn how to use your emotions, so you will feel less stress, you'll feel less anxiety, and you can learn how to transition those emotions into beneficial emotions where you can feel productive. You want to go on that? I don't want to keep talking.
Why not?
I feel bad, so I can't even let you talk too.
No, it's okay. Like, I'm used to you. I know how it goes. I can tell when you're starting to wrap up a topic, and then I can jump in. So that comes with having a good working relationship for a while. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, back to the whole topic thing, and not to get on a tangent about podcasting. Working with a therapist, a coach, a psychiatrist, a counselor, some type of helping professional can be hugely beneficial in a multitude of ways, right? I mean, we could go down, you know, the avenue of a trauma survivor, which obviously therapy is critical to that part of healing. But since we're kind of focusing a bit more in this particular episode on reasons why you might want to reach out to a therapist or think maybe, you know, is therapy right for me? I'm not really sure. Do I need it? And so what you started off with is great, is really something that, you know, we can kind of go on a bit more of, and that is a therapist or a coach gives you the opportunity to talk with somebody who can give you perspective and can give you insight when they're not deep in the middle of it like you are, right? So like a therapist is not living your life. Like they are not you. So while they understand the struggles you're going through, you know, they've been trained for it, you know, they may have life experience. Same with a coach, right? Like we're not you. So when you tell us what's going on and what's happening in your life and the struggles you're having and the mindset you're having and all the challenges you have every day, we can be that voice of perspective, that voice of reason, and that voice of validation that allows us to see your situation without being kind of in the woods, so to speak, right? Like whenever you have opportunity to have that perspective, it gives you a different view, because people who aren't in the middle of it can see things differently and say, okay, well, what about this? Or how about that? Or what would it feel like to think about this differently? Or have you ever considered this? And you would be shocked and surprised how many times we work with somebody, or how many times I've sat in a therapist's office before and been like, you know, I'm struggling with this issue or this mindset or whatever it is. And then she'll tell me something and I'm like, oh my God, like, why didn't I think of that? Because when you're deep in the middle of it, you know, the old cliche of you can't see the forest through the trees is absolutely true here. Sometimes the best resources, the best ways to think about something differently, the best way to attack a problem, the best way to do your self-care, the best way to do whatever to help you in a situation is not something you can see, because you're so focused on, this is so overwhelming, I can't do this, why does this always happen? You know, this is how my life is always going to be. And you focus on all the negative because that's all you can see. And a lot of that has to do with anxiety, as we know. So when you talk to somebody and they say, well, how about if we think about this differently, it allows you to then disconnect yourself a bit and see what they're saying. And then you start to get on that new path, that new trail of, okay, I presented this, they said that, oh, I see what they're saying. Now let's talk about it more and see if that's a viable option. So getting the perspective of somebody else, somebody who's not in the woods with you every single day, so to speak, but can sit with you and give you those different options, I think is huge. I think that's one of the biggest benefits is getting another point of view.
Yeah, that's a really important point, Matt. We are limited with what we see because we have the trainings that we've had individually. Like all of us have the own way we were raised. We have unique backgrounds. We have patterns that we learned, and we usually get stuck in those patterns. We get stuck in those mindsets and in those emotional patterns and in those thought patterns and even our behavioral patterns or our spiritual patterns. If you're spiritual, like we get stuck into just the way we are, the way we have trained ourselves, whether it was consciously or subconsciously. And so we don't see ourselves as we wholly are. We don't see our whole selves. We just see where our patterns have allowed us to see and experience. But when you go and you talk to a coach or a therapist or a psychiatrist, you know, they tend to ask you questions to help you look deeper and look at yourself from different angles. And then you'll realize, oh, wow, I actually do have that ability. I just forgot about it. Or they might ask you another question and it opens you up to something you never really tried before, but it just feels like, all right, that's something I can do. And like I said, then you could dig deeper and discuss it and see if it is a viable solution for you. So, you know, a therapist can help you expand your awareness of yourself and also expand your awareness of different solutions and tools that you can use to get past that anxiety block that you are having, get past those fears, overcome the loneliness, you know, and to go further, you know, when you're in these patterns, your patterns are safe. They feel good, even if they may not be appropriate or right for you, they feel safe. So that safeness feels good, even though you may even realize consciously it's not the best way for you, but it's still comfortable. So when you go see a therapist, you will have that support there too for those moments where you take a step out of those patterns to try something new and you're a little scared, you're a little nervous and you're unsure of yourself, you're unsure of how people will react to you. So, you know, when you have the therapist there, you have that support. And, you know, and coaches especially are really good at this. You know, we are literal coaches. We will cheer you on, we'll be there and we'll make sure you feel safe and, you know, but also let you spread your wings while you do so. And, you know, so
spread your wings, Joanne, spread your wings.
I was just hiking, so I just watched a lot of birds. So, yeah, but like you're just, you know, we are, so you have, you know, we could help guide you and open you up and expand your awareness, but we can also be there to support you while you bravely, or maybe not so bravely, but you're trying to be brave, you know, to step out and actually try something different so you can improve your patterns and improve your day-to-day life.
Yeah, those are good points. And one of the big takeaways from what you mentioned was asking the right questions, right? I mean, to get to to get to a solution, to find the answer, or you know, just to find a direction towards the answer, you have to be able to ask yourself the right questions. And you know, like we said, you can't always ask yourself those questions when you're just, you know, up to your ears and trying to survive every day, and you feel overwhelmed with anything and everything going on with, you know, with your family, with your finances, with your job, you know, with everything in your life that's been kind of turned upside down. And there's, you know, normally there's maybe, you know, one person in the house during the day, and now there's five, and, you know, the dog's barking and the car needs fixed and, you know, bills are piling up and all the stuff that goes on. That takes a toll on your mental health. I mean, I'm telling you, Joanne, as sure as you and I are sitting here right now, once this whole COVID thing dies down in terms of people getting back to work, the mental health aspect is going to explode in terms of people really, really feeling the pressure, you know, as this goes on. And then as they get back out, because there's going to be a lot of uncertainty, you know, like things were going along great and fine, or things were going along however they were going. And then the whole COVID thing started. And then all of a sudden now you're stuck at home and maybe you're not working, or, and then maybe things are opening up and you're not sure. And do I have a job? And like all the overwhelming stuff comes up, and you don't always necessarily have the answers of what's going to go on. And of course then anxiety takes over. And if you have a mental health challenge already, like if you deal with a lot of anxiety, or maybe you're prone to depression, or, you know, there's bipolar, or there's just any one of a bajillion different things that can be going on, that gets exacerbated by this. And if you've never had professional help before, being with somebody who can help you pull that stuff out of you in a safe way, help you confront it, help you work through it, somebody who can cheer you on, somebody who can be that source of perspective, somebody who can ask the right questions to help you feel like you're more in control, to feel like you have an opportunity to set some goals and work towards a healing plan or a therapy plan, or, you know, goals to help you get back on your feet safely, like all this stuff, right? I mean, therapy is not just because you have a mental illness. And that's kind of my next point is, You know, people mm-hmm. seek out therapy because of just anxiety. Well, not just, but people seek out therapy because of anxiety. They seek out therapy because of relationship struggles. They seek out therapy because they're overwhelmed with daily life. There's a million and one reasons, literally, that you can reach out to a therapist. And a lot of times people think, well, I don't need therapy because I don't have a mental illness. Well, so what? You know, mm-hmm. your mental health is important, and whether or not you've been diagnosed with an illness or a challenge or not, there are things in your life that can often benefit from working with a coach or a therapist. And excuse me, especially in terms of coaching, you know, getting that person who can sit with you in your corner and kind of cheer you on and give you perspective and hold you accountable to goals and give you ideas and give you thoughts and new ways to look at things is so beneficial. So I think one of the stumbling blocks people often say is, well, you know, I don't have a mental illness. Well, you know, maybe you can touch on this too, is it doesn't really matter because especially being stuck at home right now, a lot of things can come up, and being able to talk to someone, right? Like you sit, and you know, you're doing teletherapy right now, or you have the opportunity to go into an office of a therapist or a coach, and you just start talking. It's you and them. There's no spouse, there's no kids, there's no family, there's no dog, there's no job, there's nothing. It's just you and that person one-on-one talking through things in a safe place. It gives you the opportunity to just breathe and let everything out when maybe for, like, you know, most times throughout the day, you don't have that opportunity.
That's wonderful, Matt. And it's so many valuable points right there. I liked how you mentioned that you don't need to have a mental health disorder diagnosis. That is so true. And I actually think, you know, while you're going, if you are experiencing anxiety or, you know, depression here or there, or you went through a traumatic experience, because even right now, this experience is traumatic for some people. I talk to people who are extremely suicidal right now because they can't cope with this. This is very traumatic for them. But if you're not that extreme and you're just experiencing some light anxiety, if you don't address what you're going through right now or what you have revisiting from the past, because sometimes we just have certain situations from the past that haunt us and that gives us some stress or some anxiety. If you don't address these things and they build up and build up and build up, you can get into the situation where you can become chronically depressed or you can become, you know, much worse in your mental health. So it, just like anything else, if you don't take care of your body, you know, and you're not taking walks at least, you know, or you're not eating healthy consistently, your body will get unhealthy and, you know, you can come up with some type of chronic illness. Same thing is true with your mental health. So you don't always just need to reach out when things get so extreme. It's like you don't just go to the gym when, you know, you're finally, you know, hugely overweight or you had some, you know, major health issues and now it wakes you up. Before the time where you need to be woken up, like, oh my goodness, I better get help before, you know, something worse even happens. It's maintenance. And, you know, it's like learning now how to deal with your anxiety before it gets worse. Learning now how to cope. And I like what else you brought up. So I've been thinking about this is soon I'm actually concerned because soon, like right soon we're going to have to go back to our lives. And we've been laying low in our homes. Most of us have been, at least, you know, except for essential workers. We've been laying low in our homes. And yesterday I actually posted, I'm not sure if you saw it, Matt, on my Facebook. I asked people if their routines have changed lately. I wanted to see if people's routines have changed, if they've been waking up the same, if they've been eating the same, you know, or if their sleeping patterns have changed or if the way they've been exercising has changed. And the majority of people responded, they're sleeping more now, so they're actually getting more rest. Some of them have picked up better exercise routines. Others, you know, have been eating more and sleeping a little too much, you know, so, but they're, the main thing you see here is that even if they're eating more, they're seem to be enjoying themselves on some level, you know, with the more relaxing, more exercise and stuff like that. That was that group, at least. I mean, we have the other groups who are calling me because they just can't handle this whole situation. So we have two different types of people, and even more. But, you know, I'm talking about those people. Like, I'm really concerned because they're in this, like, this relaxed state, and now they're going to have to go back to work. And it's like rechanging those patterns, the anxiety of now being around all these people again. You know, they might have some anxiety because they're nervous about getting coronavirus, or they're, you know, when we stay away from people for so long, we sort of get, I know I've dealt with this before, I don't even know how to explain it, but we get like comfortable with being by ourselves. And then now we have to be around all these people all of a sudden. It can, you know, cause some anxiety and unsureness and stuff like that. So, you know, if you get some help now from, you know, a therapist or a coach or some other type of, you know, psychologist, or they can help you now, you know, with the tools that you need to readjust. And these tools that you learn from people like us, they actually can be used for the rest of your life throughout many different situations in your personal life, in your career, in your fitness, health, in your spiritual life. So the investment that you make is extremely valuable. It's not just an investment that is a temporary investment. It's actually, these are tools you can take with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's such a great point. It's something I hadn't really necessarily like focused on as much as what you mentioned, was having the tools now or getting tools in place to help you when you do go back, right? I mean, everybody lives, you know, in different states, and we have listeners all over the world. So it kind of all depends on where you are and what your, you know, local areas are doing as far as reopening. And if you've been going to work, or you're getting right to go, you know, go back to work, or maybe you are a person who stays at home, like, you know, a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad or somebody who works from home. And even your routine has been upended too, because everybody's in a house when they aren't normally, and there's a lot more stresses now and all this kind of stuff. So any way that you can help yourself when things go back to the way they were before, to some degree, meaning, you know, maybe you have a bit of a, you know, a similar schedule to go back to once your job opens back up, or once you go back to the office or the job site or whatever, having tools available to say, you know, my world was flowing along, and then it got turned upside down, and now it's going to get turned upside down again. How do I deal with this? And not having the tools, the perspective, the right questions to ask yourself, not being in a good habit of taking care of your mental health and doing self-care and all the stuff that a helping professional can show you and teach you and hold you accountable for, can make the transition even more difficult, right? Because, like, it was a very traumatic thing, as you mentioned, for a lot of people, where life was going on as it was, and all of a sudden it stopped. Like, I mean, literally just stopped. Yep. And all of a sudden you're stuck at home, and for the last several months, and maybe for another month or two more, or however long, things have been going in this way. Well, now it's going to flip flop again, and you're going to have to go back to some other new schedule again. So being prepared, understanding how to take care of yourself physically, but, you know, the mental health aspect of it, of understanding what is happening in your life and where these feelings of anxiety are coming from that maybe you didn't have before, and what tools can I do with this? And, you know, maybe why is self-care so much more important now than maybe I didn't give much thought to it previously? Like, all these different things is what happens when you sit down in the safety and privacy of a chat with a mental health professional to talk about this stuff and to just air it all out. And, you know, the good thing about a mental health professional, which I think, rather than saying coach or therapist, we'll just say mental health professional, it's easier, is that they're going to validate everything you're saying, right? Like, we're not going to make fun of you. We're not going to look down on you. We're not going to say, no, that's not right. And, you know, what do you think you're doing? And what the hell's going on? Like, we sit there, we listen, and we give you perspective and feedback, but it's a safe place for you to talk and get things out of your head. And when you get things out of your head, it's like you and I always say, when you get things out of your head, they don't seem quite so overwhelming. And because, you know, they're up there in your brain spinning around on that hamster wheel. You've got all, you know, this cortisol flowing through your body, all this adrenaline flowing through your body. You can't sleep. You can't eat. Everything's all out of whack. You can't think straight. Anxiety's going, you know, 100 miles an hour, 24 hours a day. everything's discombobulated. So when you can start to kind of pick it apart and make some sense of it and then gain some perspective and gain some tools and gain some ideas, suddenly maybe you're not so overwhelmed to go back to the office. Maybe you're not quite so worried to go back to the job site. Maybe you're okay with your husband or spouse going back to work or whatever it happened, or kids going back to school in the fall or whatever it is, because you've been able to help take care of yourself and you feel in a more stable place, and that can trickle down into the family too. You know, when you feel stable and more confident in what you're doing, everybody else, you know, kind of that can, in times, depending on your situation, trickle down to the rest of the family, because they're like, okay, well, you know, mom or dad or sister or brother seems different now. Why? Okay, well, they've been talking to a therapist or a coach. They've got some ideas. They're getting help. All of a sudden, they're not as stressed. They're not as anxious. They're not, you know, throwing dishes against the wall every night when something doesn't go right. They've got some ideas to help with, and that can inspire others in the family to maybe kind of go down that path as well.
Yeah.
I've never
thrown a dish against the wall, but I can see how it's therapeutic. I threw my stuffed animals though.
Oh my God. Have you never done that like therapeutic thing of just like going into a safe room and just like throwing old dishes against a wall or throwing glasses or, you know, or just like busting up old stuff to kind of get out the frustration? Oh my God, it's so helpful.
I just go for a run or a dance. I go for a run or a dance if I need that. So, but you know what I was thinking when you were saying all that, you know, analogies are good sometimes. So like, you know, when you drink, I don't drink caffeine because it makes me angry, but I know a lot of people like to drink their coffee or their tea. And so if you were to drink all of that, you know, and you get that caffeine inside you and you just sit there and you do nothing, like that, you're going to drive yourself crazy, right? Would you agree? Like you just, if you don't move and you have all these things, you have all this like caffeine inside your body, you're just going to be like, oh my goodness, I can't take this anymore. Same thing happens with all the junk we put inside our brains. You know, you put all this stuff, this worry, this stress, the problems that you have to solve, the, you know, the issues that come up in life. And if you don't let them out, you're going to go crazy like many of us experience. And we just start feeling overwhelmed. We start feeling anxiety. And sometimes we don't even realize why we're feeling that way. But when you talk with a mental health professional, you will actually be able to let that stuff out. Like Matt was saying, you let it out. And then you realize, like Matt said too, it's not as worrisome or as big as an issue as we make it out to be in our brain. It's like when the caffeine's in your body, if you just get up and move, you're going to feel great. You're going to feel so much better and you'll get a lot more accomplished. And same thing with this is when you let go of what is going on in your head and you start like just talking about it, you actually feel a lot lighter. You feel better. You feel like you can accomplish more because you're letting it out. Because oftentimes we don't share our deepest, most sensitive things with the people in our lives because for many reasons. One, they might seem too busy. Another reason is you don't think they will understand. Another reason is you're nervous or scared what they may think of you. You know, there can be many reasons why we don't open up to those close to us. But when you're able to do that with a mental health professional, you let that go. And you know, I know for Matt and I and many other professionals, we don't judge you, even though you may feel like it. I know I have a regular client I see every week. Right now it's phone coaching, but you know, he curses a lot and he will say, oh, sorry, you're cursing. Sorry. I'm like, no, you're allowed to be yourself when you're with me. You know, you can curse all you want. If that's the way you are, I'm not judging you. You know, so when you speak to us, we just sincerely care and we sincerely just want you to feel amazing and we want you to accomplish the goals that you desire to accomplish. And we are trained and well experienced to just listen and pick up those little things and see the patterns that are blocking you. And you know, we do this all the time. So we can recognize these things easily just by you expressing yourself, and we listen with such care and intent that you're safe and what you tell us is not going anywhere. We're not laughing at you. We're not judging. We're not like, oh my goodness, did he really say that? We don't do that. like, we really care. And so when you come to see us, you feel that and you know that. And with that, you feel lighter, you feel better. And then, you know, in addition to that, like we already discussed, you'll learn tools, you'll learn how to shift, and you'll actually feel a little braver at trying new things. So it's really important that you do reach out to a mental health professional when you see that you're not able to deal with your anxiety yourself, when you're not able to overcome the loneliness that you're feeling, when you're not able to get over a fear that is blocking you from doing some of the things you really want to do in your life, when you're having relationship issues and you just can't seem to overcome this block that is seems to be destroying your relationship, or you're having intimacy issues that you just can't seem to overcome, you know, or you're having like a career block, you know, or you're feeling just stuck, like you just don't know where to go next. There are so many reasons why, and it's, you know, we're here to help you, and we sincerely care, and that's why we do what we do.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's a great way to wind this up. And we talked about a lot of different things, you know, the benefits of working with a mental health professional, you know, the you know, getting the perspective, learning to ask the right questions, having an accountability partner, working through the fear or the anxiety, understanding what's going on and why you feel this way, helping you feel equipped and develop like a self-care regimen and you know, overcoming this notion that you have to have a mental illness to seek out a therapist or a coach. Like all these things, you know, really, really play into whether or not you want to seek help. And I think the bottom line is, what's the alternative? Do you want to go on living the way you are, or do you want to make a change, right? Like there are times when people reach out to a mental health professional and they're like, you know, hey, I'm going through this, that, and the other thing. And then it turns out that maybe you don't necessarily need to keep going. Maybe you just needed, you know, a short amount of sessions or maybe one session, right? Or maybe everything you're going through seems a lot bigger in your head than what it really is. I mean, there's a million and one reasons, but the most of which is, why not get that reassurance that, you know, hey, maybe I have some things I have to talk about, maybe I don't, but let's go discuss it and explore it and see what happens. And, you know, after that, if we think more sessions are in order, then we go that route. If we don't, we don't, right? Like, it's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing that you have to feel like, you know, it makes you a bad person or that there's some kind of shame involved because you have to seek professional help. I mean, that's why therapists and psychiatrists and counselors and coaches exist, because people need help. Like, life is hard. And right now it's even harder. And so if you're tired of living the way you are, if you're stressed out about being stuck at home and stressed out about work, or you're having relationship problems, you know, problems, you know, parenting, problems in any aspect of your life, and you just need the perspective of somebody who can help you make sense of it all and figure out a plan, then, you know, that's all the more reason to do it. Because what's the alternative? You stay the way you are miserable? No, like sooner or later, you have to make the choice of, I need to reach out and do something for myself and see if there's something deeper to dive in here. And there may not be, or maybe there is, but it's better to always know, right? I mean, it's kind of the same reason, you know, many of us, you know, oftentimes go for yearly physical or bi-yearly or something, right? It's not that we necessarily think there's something wrong, but we go and we get checked out. And if there is, then we have that, or if there isn't, then we have that peace of mind. And if there is something to deal with, then you deal with it. And then you go from there. But your mental health is just as important as your physical health. And the alternative of being stuck, miserable, isolated, alone, confused, dealing with anxiety, like sooner or later, you have to make the call of, is enough enough? And when you get to that point, that's when a coach or a mental health professional can help. So that's my two cents.
Yeah, no, and that's all very valid. And if you really look into it, you will notice that the most successful people in our country in terms of career and sports and celebrities, like the ones that we tend to see highlighted all over the world, because there's many forms of success. But like, you know, the ones that we see all the time, the majority of those people see mental health professionals. They see coaches, they see therapists, because it helps them overcome their blocks and it helps them to just get to that next level. There's no shame in seeing a mental health professional. Actually, it's a beautiful, wonderful thing because you get to know yourself better. There's no shame in going to the gym. There's no shame in eating healthy food. So you shouldn't feel that there's shame in taking care of your mental health. Because your mental health, once you get your mental health to very balanced and it's strong and you have great emotional intelligence, you will be amazed by the things that you can accomplish and just get up and do. And I know for me personally, when I finally seeked help, I mean, I was very young, but I was suffering for many years before I sought help, and it changed everything who I was. It changed my motivation. It changed my determination. It changed my state of mindset. My emotional levels were completely different. I actually felt like life was worth living, you know? So there's no reason to be ashamed of seeing a mental health therapist. I know that's one of the biggest issues people have. And, you know, when you do see a mental health therapist, it's very confidential. Nobody else has to know. You know, I know a lot of mental health professionals, they will actually, they leave messages for you. They don't have to say who they actually are, you know, it's for your privacy. So, you know, we protect you and we make sure that you know, your sessions are confidential. So, you know, it's, we do whatever we can do just to make you feel comfortable and safe. So if you are experiencing some types of emotional issues, you feel like your emotions are out of control, your mindset is just not where you'd like it to be, you know, or you notice that just things don't seem right in your life and you're unsure why, call somebody that you think would be a good match for you and just talk on the phone with them for a few minutes, and you'll get a good feeling whether or not you think, you know, you want to move forward with an actual session. As most coaches or therapists, you know, will talk with you for a few minutes and figure out. And I know for me personally, if I don't think I could help you, or if I don't think we're a good match, you know, I will tell you that and I'll refer you to somebody else I think you'd be a better match for. So you don't have to be scared just to even make that first phone call. I know a lot of people are hesitant, but you will feel better after you do so. And I promise you that.
Yeah, definitely. And on our next podcast, when we talk about mental and emotional blocks, we'll touch on, you know, the block of, you know, do I need help and how do I do that? And how do I search out? And, you know, all those kinds of things, of reasons that your mind is going to tell you to not do it, when in reality, there are ways to work through that. So you can do it. So, you know, mm-hmm. I think, you know, again, just the takeaway is, if you want to make a change in your life, if you're not sure that something needs addressed, nope, call somebody and talk to them and see. And that way, you know, that you'll have somebody in your corner to help you put a plan in place to deal with all this stuff. You know, every therapist has a therapist, every coach has a coach. You know, there's a saying that Tony Robbins, who's probably the most famous coach ever, at least in my opinion, has said, and that's that everybody on the planet can use a life coach, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can, mm-hmm. And since we're coaches, yeah, because life is hard. It's not easy. There are things every day that having the perspective of somebody to bounce ideas off of, that's not, you know, a husband or a wife or a friend who maybe is, you know, may be tempted to tell you what you want to hear. Maybe you're not comfortable with sharing certain things with them, or maybe you're in a rut and you feel like you can't say certain things, like whatever the reason is. Professionally, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, whatever it is, call somebody and at least check into the possibility of finding out if there's a way that a coach, a therapist, a counselor can help you deal with the things that are going on in your life. Because once you do, that peace of mind is gold. You know, like Joanne said, you start to feel more in control. You feel more empowered. You're building up resilience and self-confidence. You've got more courage. Your outlook on life changes. All this stuff as a result of just getting things out of your head and talking to somebody. So, I think we'll wrap it up with that. And, this actually went longer than what I thought it was going to be. 'Cause you know how, once you and I start talking, we just don't shut up.
we could still share more information. So, you know, so that's why we have more podcasts. So I look forward to doing our next podcast.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to talking about this whole blocks thing, because I think that's a great
good topic. It's huge. Every one of us go through blocks. Every human in the whole world go through blocks. So it's definitely something that I think will be great. Will bring great value to everybody, including ourselves. We may even learn something from each other.
So, we usually do.
Yes. So so how can people find you, Matt, so that in case someone wants to reach out to you for coaching or just to see if they would like to have some coaching with you?
You can find me. Just go to beyondyourpast.com. You can fill out the contact form. You can see what coaching with me is like, see if we're a good fit. You can schedule a free chat and we'll get to know each other, figure out where you are in life, see if we're a good match to have a coaching partnership or not. You can also fill out the contact form on the podcast website, which is beyondyourpastradio.com. So reach out to me on there anytime. I'd love to hear from you. And Joanne, where can people find you if they are interested in scheduling a chat?
So one of the easiest ways is to just go to my website. It's my name, joannesipressi.com, C-I-P-R-E-S-S-I, .com. And there's contact forms. There's a bunch of ways to get in touch with me through there. But, you know, the contact forms, of course, easiest. You can also just hit me up on Twitter. You can at me on Twitter or send me a message on Twitter. I'm very active on there every single day, all throughout the day. So, and if you would just like to chat with either one of us just to see if we may be of benefit to you, and if we think that you would benefit from coaching, we would love to hear from you. So it was our pleasure today to discuss this with you, and we look forward to more podcasts.
Yep, definitely drop us a line. Let us know what you think about the podcast. Any topics you'd like to see discussed, just let us know on the contact form on the website, beyondyourpastradio.com. And stay tuned as we continue to figure out a way to get back onto a normal recording schedule. So look for another episode in probably 2 weeks. But in the meantime, feel free to hit us up anytime. We have about 180 past episodes that we've recorded over the last several years since this whole thing started. So check them out. Subscribe on all your favorite podcasting platforms. And we look forward to talking all again soon. So take care, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to Beyond Your Past Radio and making us part of your weekly playlist. If you enjoy this podcast, be sure and subscribe on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast app. And remember, this podcast is never to be used for substitute of or primary means of therapy, mental health care, or medical care. Always seek the help of a trained professional to meet your mental health and physical health needs. To learn more about the show, give us your feedback, or buy us a cup of coffee, although Joanne does prefer tea, just head over to beyondyourpastradio.com and hit us up on the contact page. We always enjoy hearing from you, so don't be a stranger. If you'd like to learn more about Matt or Joanne and working with them as your coach, just let us know in the contact form and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. So keep rocking your journey and never give up, and we'll see you next time.